Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to Two Niche. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
And this is the show where we pick a topic and we haul it.
We haul it all the way through till you say, no more hauls, please. Today, we are doing another listener request, a topic that's very close to my heart, something that I do fairly often. Have a lot of experience in. I would say that you have a lot of experience in this as well.
This is our ode to clean. This is the everything shower. Special thank you to our listener who has the handle Winter is Coming for this delightful suggestion. The everything shower. I just love when in today's society, and it's probably been going on forever and ever, but like the rebranding of things that people just do on a regular basis, but like giving it like a sassy punch.
Mm-hmm. Women needing to call showering plus shaving something else in order to make them want to do it more. I get that because I too hate shaving and I reach shower fatigue after a certain point in the shower, like probably after 30 minutes in the shower, I'm like, get me out of the shower. So then if you rebrand it as the everything shower, you might want to spend up to 40 minutes in the shower, stress-free.
Doing everything. It's really like a touchstone to self, I feel. Like coming back to one's own, taking some time, feeling squeaky clean after the fact. A friend of mine calls it goddess time.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
How often do you do an everything shower?
I would say like a once a week endeavor. I don't really like to wash my hair more than once a week, maybe twice a week, maybe like every 4 to 5 days.
Nice.
But I kind of do like a mini everything shower most of the time.
Yeah. I feel like I have the body shower, which is just like face body only.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have the regular shower, which is hair wash, face wash, body wash. Then the shower plus, which might be a dry brush, pre-shower, and like an exfoliation journey in shower. And then there's the everything shower, which to me includes it all. It's like dry brush, shave, exfoliate the face, do a hair mask, like hair gloss, everything. And that's maybe like once every, now that I get laser, probably once every 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, which is great because I shower fatigue. I'm too tall to have to do an everything shower. But tall people should get free laser hair removal, honestly.
That's fair. I actually have never thought of that.
Because it's just so much, there's a lot of acreage to cover when it comes to hair removal. So,
damn. The perils of having height, I've never personally experienced. So happy that to have representation on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. A short perspective and a tall perspective are key.
Key. Okay, so this is going to be not only a rec-heavy conversation, but also just like an assessment of what an everything shower means to Lara, what it means to me, what it means to the general public. A lot of research went into this. What are the other girlies doing? And we're here to report on the trends.
What does TikTok say about the everything shower?
TikTok loves an everything shower as of November of 2023. It's mm-hmm. That seems to be really when it took off. And again, I just like that cleaning oneself was rebranded into a whole, you know, new type of conversation. I think that that is a beautiful thing that the TikTokers are giving us. So thank you for your service. One thing I noticed that I really liked is someone said that the everything shower starts a few hours before the actual shower with cleaning your sheets.
Whoa. Okay.
And this I subscribe to in a big way because I try to do like a weekly, like Sunday laundry sheets moment.
A weekly change of the sheets.
Yeah. And the thing that has like really gotten me to that place is this laundry soap that I've been using. I was staying at a friend's house in New York and their house smelled so good and I could not figure out what it was. I was looking for a candle. I was like, what is this smell? So I texted them and I was like, your house smells so good. What is it? And they said, it's our laundry detergent. Our housekeeper uses too much of it. And so it permeates the entire house. So this laundry detergent is called Zum Laundry Soap. And it's the frankincense and myrrh scent. And I am like 3 containers deep of it now. And it's reinvigorated my delight of doing laundry. And I don't wash my clothes in it because I like a natural unscented for the clothes. I wash my towels and my sheets in it, and it has made doing the laundry just that much more enticing.
You have also radicalized me onto this laundry soap, and now I also use it for the exact same purposes, which is sheets, towels, anything that doesn't, that I don't wear, that gets a wash in the Zum laundry detergent, frankincense and myrrh.
Smells really so good. And it's like kind of like a crunchy hippie brand just based off of the font alone.
I think it's all natural.
Yeah, it's all natural, but like.
Or like a clean laundry detergent.
The scent is so good for like it's elite smelling, but the branding doesn't look like that. No offense to the people making the brand. They're doing great stuff.
Yeah, I kind of like it when it doesn't match up.
Me too.
That makes me believe in it more. I'm like, they really know what they're doing over here. It's the real deal.
And then I got the room and body spray of the same scent, which I refresh my sheets with.
Oh, smart.
It's really good.
Does your dog sleep in the bed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm probably like a week to a week and a half like sheet turnover person. But I don't time like the everything shower with the changing of the sheets. Though I will try and time a dog bath with the changing of the sheets.
Smart.
So clean dogs going in the clean bed.
Yeah, that's genius, actually.
Okay, so was there a girl that you said was sharing her everything shower journey?
Yeah. One of the TikTok experts in the space. She put together her definitive list, so I thought we should look at that. But another thing before we get into this, because that list that this creator has provided, this doesn't include this, but the request from Winter is Coming asked for like how we set the mood. So is there a candle? Is there a playlist? Is there a podcast? Like, are you doing anything to sort of set the tone for your everything shower?
Sometimes if I believe the podcast host's voices can carry over the sound of the shower, I'll have a podcast on. Sometimes I try and put a playlist on. Sometimes I'm just like, I need it silence and to like move through this as quickly as possible. Right now, I would say my shower vibes are a bit harsh because when I had my bathroom repainted, not only did I get the wrong kind of paint to paint one's bathroom with, but I also think that my painters didn't actually prime the bathroom. So the paint is like, the whole bathroom becomes like sweaty, like the walls start sweating whenever I take a shower. And then when I get out of the shower, the walls drip on me. So I'm like, it's really like it's not fun. It makes me not want to spend time in the shower, which is probably great for whoever pays the water bill of this building. but bad for me as like a linger in the shower kind of gal.
Yeah, I think sweating walls would be a sheesh.
When the bathroom becomes a swamp, I'm not a fan. And there's not, then when I'm not a fan and not in the mood, I tend to go just full silence mode. We don't get to celebrate right with a playlist or a podcast.
Sometimes I go silent. Lately, if I'm doing music, it's been the Beatles One Remastered album.
Okay.
It just,
that's a good album.
Puts me in a place of joy. Yesteryear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just is like, I'm not in 2024. I'm in a time pre-technology. It's a good place to be.
That album was like a key part of like my middle school experience / like first, one of the first CDs I got ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My first three CDs, I got them all at the same time, were Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl, Sheryl Crow, Tuesday Night Music Club, and Paul Simon, Graceland.
Nice.
I'll never forget. It was a big Hanukkah. Big Hanukkah. So the Beatles has been a go-to lately. Also, a Madonna playlist because I'm anticipating going to the show next month, which hall forthcoming.
Wow. Okay.
And then I'll listen to, I think, the astrology of the week ahead with Chani Nicholas. That one goes really, her voice tone does well with the shower. I can always hear it over the water. That's important. It's weird to say, but sometimes I listen to Sup in the shower.
I love that.
So thanks for joining me.
Many such cases.
Yeah. And then recently, obviously, Rachel Goes Rogue. Jeff Lewis Has Issues. Or I just listened to this podcast that Brian Koppelman does that he had Julia Cameron on that she mentions in her new book. So in the Artist Way group, somebody sent it along and it was such a good podcast conversation, especially if you have done the Artist Way before and are trying to like re-up on the main pillars of it. It like got me reinvigorated in terms of the Morning Pages process.
Essential listening.
Yeah, essential listening. Also, his podcast is really good. And I ended up listening to a bunch of interviews that he did, super random. But he's like one of those people who's like very dialed in. So he has great people on. Like I just finished this one with him and Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of TV writers and that sort of thing. So, and also the Hello Isaac podcast with Isaac Mizrahi, because he's my favorite.
Oh my God, I didn't even know he had a podcast.
I could hear him truly read a recipe
book.
Yeah,
he could talk about anything and it would make me so happy. Okay, that's a good one. I got to add that to my repertoire.
I do like to listen to things if it's going to be like the full on everything shower, just like a nice time to connect. What about scents? Are you a candle burner?
Not really. Like if I'm going to take a bath, and sometimes my everything shower begins with a long, long bath, like a really sweaty, like hour and a half long bath. And then the everything shower comes after that. And if that's the case, I'll do a candle. But normally I'm trying to like get in and get out.
That tracks. My bathroom candle is one of your recs, the Acquiesce Mandarin Tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good bathroom one.
It's a great bathroom one.
Especially because it's the scent from Chateau Marmont. So all of a sudden, it's like we're in a dingy luxury hotel
mm-hmm.
that underpays its workers.
It's a key candle. And they took it off the market for a while. I think they were like reformulating, but then it's back now. So you can get that candle. It's, I think, $35 for like a huge candle. And it is the exact scent that they used for the Chateau Marmont branded candle, which was $70+ and smaller.
Such a great rec. And then friends of mine gave me the Aesop incense for the holidays. Ooh. And those have been really nice to burn in the bathroom as well. It's a hinoki cinnamon and clove combo. So good.
That sounds really nice.
We've set the mood. The sheets are in the wash. Things are happening. I like to do a white strip before I hop in. And then let's consult a TikTok whiz on their everything shower. So they're saying pre-shower, they do scalp brushing, hair oiling, scalp massage, hair treatment in the ends, dry brush, glycolic acid tan remover, dermaplane and or micro dermabrasion. This is all pre-shower musts.
Wow. Okay.
Are you doing any of these things?
I will do sometimes like an oil mask. There's a really good hair TikTok person that I follow who did like a bunch of drugstore recs, and I just do the, it's like this like $11 like coconut oil hair thing that you can put on for like 30 minutes prior to the shower that helps with like hair damage or anything. So sometimes I'll do that if I can like remember.
Yeah, I have like 5 dry brushes. I think over the years, I've been truly compensated for my time with dry brushes, it feels like. And I don't really use them. Like, I'll maybe use it like once every 2 months, but they're there like staring at me every day. And every day I go, oh, I should dry brush before I shower today. And yeah, then I never do.
I probably dry brush like once a week. I wish I did it more, but I have just one that I love that's like a great, it's not too stiff and painful. It's like the perfect amount of slough.
Because
I like a dry brush that has bristles, but then this also has like copper bristles.
Is it the higher dose one?
No, it's like a different one.
Okay.
But probably same idea. And I really like that. And I mean, I've had periods where I've dry brushed every day and I did see like a significant softening in my skin. And it just like feels good.
Also, just for circulation, it wakes you up. It's like the whole great benefits from that. I just truly can't bring myself to remember. Maybe that will change after saying this out loud because I never have before. Could be one of those cases.
A lot. Oftentimes I'm showering in the morning after coming back from a workout class. So then I'm not exactly dry, but I will dry brush sometimes with like, but I'm kind of moist brushing. Mm. And then I'm like, is this really real? Like, what's going on? And so then that's why I skip a lot of the time. But if I'm like maybe doing like a late night body shower before bed, that would be a good time to do it too.
Yeah, I want to start. This is going to be a new, I'm turning over a new leaf. And mm-hmm. I'm not just going to think about it. I'm going to do it too.
I love that.
Here we are.
Like a tumbleweed blowing in an early spring wind, Sexy Unique Podcast is back on tour with a brand new show, an immersive musical comedy erotic spectacular that will debut on February 25th in LA, Los Angeles.
Yeehaw! Then, what in tarnation? Carrie and I will be hitting the dusty trails, parking our steeds in Oklahoma City on March 1st. Then, on to the Lone Star State for 2 shows. Dallas-Fort Worth on March 2nd, and Austin, Texas, March 4th.
Us cowgirls are ready to lay down the law, so come get in line because it's time to two-step.
Giddy up on over to sexyuniquepodcast.com right now and get your tickets while they're still hotter in Hades. That's sexyuniquepodcast.com for tickets for the Texas tour.
I do a hair mask maybe like once a month. And I do the Olaplex number 0 bond building hair treatment with the number 3 hair repair perfector. I like it. It's great. I mean, it definitely works. And then I recently started using this scalp treatment from the new co that is supposed to like get rid of buildup and that sort of thing. It's all about, I feel like scalp health is a big thing at the moment.
Yeah, people are really like into healthy scalps, which is good.
Yeah, there is this scalp scrub that I'll use. It's a apple cider vinegar from DP Hue. You can like make your own. It's a whole thing. But a few episodes ago, we talked about our skin routines and I talked about how I had that like crazy dermatitis all over my face. And like one of the things that I was advised to do was change my shampoo and conditioner, because sometimes the way that drips down the face can be one of the things that irritates any type of dermatitis. Also, and this is kind of gross, but oftentimes when people have irritations on their eyelids, it can be from an irritated scalp. Like the irritation can kind of fall onto the eyelids. Go with it with that makes sense. For a second. So I don't know if the two are correlated, but I did notice that my scalp was irritated and my dermatologist prescribed like a scalp shampoo for that, but I felt like it did more harm than good. It was like too strong for me. So I found this product called TheraNeme Scalp Therapy Shampoo that I found on Amazon. And if anyone's ever used neem before, it's an Ayurvedic ingredient that can be used on the gums and on skin irritations and like many other uses. But this TheraNeme Scalp Therapy Shampoo, I'll put it on, that's usually like the first step of my everything shower. I don't use it all the time, but if I'm like really taking the time, I put it on my scalp for like 3 or 4 minutes before I start anything else once I'm in the shower. And it has helped so much. It's like $10. My dermatologist didn't even know what neem was. And I was like, okay, weird.
Yeah, but that makes me, I'm like, are you real?
But it's always good to educate your doctor on things. I also told my OBGYN about what period tracking apps were. So,
yeah, I'm like, again, are they real, doctor? Like, I would expect a real doctor to know everything about herbs and like all of nature before they even know about like medicine.
I would hope.
But I don't think they do.
Doesn't usually go like that. But so this scalp therapy shampoo, neem, so good. They also make a toothpaste that I use for sensitive gums. So just shouting out TheraNeme. Yeah. So that's really like my first step of the everything. Once we've plopped into the shower, vibes have been set, pre-shower treatments have been activated, and now we're washing our hair.
Yeah. When I first get in the shower, I like to do a face wash off the bat. So if I'm doing, like if I'm starting with relatively clean skin or like no makeup on, I'll just do like the Osea Ocean Cleanser or something like really gentle, just because I like to start. Like I don't like to think of steam and gunk getting onto my already unclean face. Like I need the face to be clean first. Smart. And foremost. And then I'll use like a foaming cleanser if I do have makeup on. Which if I do have makeup on, part of the pre-shower ritual will be taking eye makeup off first.
Oh, pre-shower.
Yeah, do like a mascara removal.
That's with like smart.
Cotton pads.
What do you use for eye makeup remover?
Micellar water, Bioderma, micellar water, and like just like cotton pads.
Nice. I don't pre-makeup remove, which... You've got me thinking. You got me rethinking
some things.
I always pre-eye
makeup remove. Okay. Because it makes it just easier then to wash off. And then maybe I'll have to do like a little post-wash removal. But yeah, I like that too. Because then you're not rubbing your mascara all over your face.
Yeah. I also wear makeup so, eye makeup so rarely now, just because out of fear.
Oh, yeah.
Acting from fear. Mm-hmm. You know? A big school of thought around the everything shower conversation is one must shampoo and conditioner first thing before they clean the rest of their body, because the conditioner can sort of stick with the body if it's rinsed off and not soaped off more so, and then clog the pores and then cause acne.
I've always done the hair wash and conditioner prior to the body wash and still have acne. So I'm here to bust up that rumor and say that it could happen to you just as easily, even if you are washing in the right order.
Okay. That the rumors.
The rumors and the nastiness. I like to either use like a detox shampoo. Right now I have the Way detox shampoo, which I like, or I'll do the Goop Detox Himalayan Salt Scrub shampoo, or I'll do a purple shampoo because that's good for counteracting any like brassiness with highlights or blonde. So I'll just kind of take my pick based on what I feel like I need the most at that moment.
I've said it before, I'm an Olaplex girly. It has not made my hair fall out. I think that my hair reacts very well to it. I actually asked what the deal was with people claiming the class action that came out around that. And the Olaplex formulas are actually really strong. So if people misuse them, like leave them on longer than they're supposed to or overuse them, then I think that that's why people were experiencing issues. Not to be speaking for the brand as a whole, but I
Your
did
victim
take
blaming.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's their fault, and I'm just here to communicate that.
Great.
Yeah. But I do really like their Bond Maintenance shampoo, the Bond Maintenance conditioner, and then there's a clarifying shampoo that I'll use like once a month.
Nice. Yeah, I like for purple shampoo, right now I have the Kérastase Blonde Absolue, and I like that. I kind of mix it up. Like, I'm not beholden to one type of purple shampoo.
Right.
I've also used, like, Rene Fuderer makes a really good one.
I'm a big fan because my highlight, although I'm a brunette, my highlights that I get will get brassy. I like the L'Oreal Purple Shampoo Mask. It comes in a set of three mini tubes. It's great, and it's like very affordable. Big fan of that. And then I love the DP Hue Boosting Glosses. So basically my whole thing is I get my hair highlighted twice a year, and then I go in for a toner twice a year, and then in between that I tone my hair at home. So I use either the boosting gloss in medium brown in the copper or the sheer. And I will probably use those like once a month in my everything shower moment. And it can stay on anywhere from like 3 to 20 minutes, depending on how rich you want the color to show out. And then another conditioning treatment that I recently came across that Joey's mom lent me when I was in Miami is the L'Oreal Elvive 8-Second Wonder Water Treatment. Have you ever used this?
No.
It's like this water consistency that you put on your hair. You leave it on for 8 seconds, as the title says. And it was magic. Such a good product.
What does it do? Makes your hair soft?
So soft. Softest ever.
Huh.
Like, I was truly floored.
I love that. Yeah, L'Oreal makes really good products, and their LV or whatever it's called, that line of products is really good. I'll use this hair gloss that they have that's like an in-shower hair gloss. That's their L'Oreal Paris Everpure Glossing In-Shower Acidic Glaze. You put it on after shampooing and you like let it sit for a few minutes, then you add conditioner of your choice, condition, and then rinse it all out. And I do that and it makes my hair like very shiny and I like it. I also think that their shampoos and conditioners are really good.
Yeah. Well, I think too, doesn't L'Oreal own Kerastase?
Yeah. It's so all I in just the basically same family. Opted for like the yeah. exact same thing, but paying $50 for it, which sometimes I like to do. I like to be a little findommed by a product.
One thing I forgot to mention is my oil pulling that I do before I start my body washing or hair washing. I do this in the shower every time, whether it's like a quick shower or like the full shebang. It's their coconut mint solution. And I basically for years was taking a scoop of coconut oil and then putting like mint essence in it and DIYing it. And it was just like too messy and too many steps. Mm-hmm. So I pretty much just keep this Guru Nanda. It's like a squirt bottle in the shower. And I just like squirt it in my mouth before I start anything. My only thing that I have to say is that I can't be doing it when I'm washing my face because I have not been able to avoid swallowing a little bit of it. And swallowing it is a horrible experience. Like I yeah. have never been able to swallow it and not just immediately throw up, which I don't recommend.
Yeah.
So Guru Nanda, coconut oil, put it in the mouth, then doing the hair, all that has been the way to go.
Do you do that the whole shower, your yeah, oil pulling?
Yeah, I try to keep it in my mouth as long as possible and like swishing it around.
Nice.
You're supposed to get to like 15 minutes. I started with like 3 and worked my way up. But just truly, I can't stress enough the perils of swallowing it. You will not recover. It's tough.
Oil pulling, aren't you supposed to do it like first thing in the morning though? Or you can really do it anytime?
I mean, you can do it in the morning. You can do it at night. I think it doesn't really doing matter. It is the best thing. It has strengthened my gums so much.
Yeah.
Also, you just feel very clean afterwards.
Yeah, I have some that I got because I was oil pulling for a while, but I would just take a scoop of coconut oil. But then I reached one day where I put the scoop in my mouth and like instantly gagged. So I was like, well, I can't do that. I can't start with a solid that goes to a liquid yeah. anymore. So I just got the like liquid. But then if I thought that you just had to do it first thing in the morning. And so when I would forget to do it and I've already been in like my routine, had coffee and everything, then I'm like, oh, well, I can't do it now. But making me reconsider.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of like just, I think doing those things is better than not doing them. So if it's a midday, then why not? Also, tongue scraping has sort of changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
That's another thing that I would try and do first thing in the AM is like scrape then pull.
Yeah. I always scrape first thing. That I think is like an exception to the rule. It's like a first thing activity.
What does the scraping do?
It's just like, not to be graphic on the mic, but it just like gets rid of the gunk that builds up, I think, while you sleep in your mouth.
Fair.
But I definitely notice a huge difference with both the scraping and the oil pulling, like A+ behaviors.
Let's talk about what happens post condition. Like, do you let a conditioner sit and then go about another task?
Yeah, which is why the messaging on TikTok around rinsing the conditioner before the other stuff like really shook me. I was rocked.
Oh, so you're put the conditioner and let it sit while you then wash the body and then you wash the conditioner out last.
So I conditioner, put a clip in, and then I'll move to face.
Interesting.
If I'm going full on everything shower, I'm gua shaing in the shower as a first step. So I have like a little stainless steel guasa, and I have either the Goop oil, face oil, or my oil cleanser. And I will do, like, without a mirror, I will do a little bit of like a lymphatic drainage thing and a little like 10 passes each location. So I'll do it like jawline, cheekbones, and then like forehead area, 10 passes each. So it's probably like a 90 second journey.
Nice.
And then I will use my La Roche-Posay gentle cleanser and count for 60 seconds. Because I am like the biggest 60 second face washer now.
Yeah, that's, I just like first things first, do a 60 second face wash, then hair. Then when I have the conditioner in and like the glaze in, if it's an everything shower and I have to shave, I'll move on to the shave portion of the program.
Okay. Any preferences with how the shaving process goes?
Billy Razors was like a sponsor of Sexy Unique podcast, so I got a ton of razors from them, and I'm like someone that never, like, I'll replace a razor like monthly or something. Like, I just can't remember or be bothered to replace it like often. And then especially now with laser, the best thing is I have shaved like once every 4 to 6 weeks since August. So that's like a huge coup. And I only shave to prepare for a laser appointment. So taking that out of the equation has made life grand. But if I'm shaving, I'll use like the Billy razor. And then I worked for Mel Magazine for a while, which was owned by Dollar Shave Club. So we would get all these free Dollar Shave Club products. And like, I used to use Dollar Shave Club razors and I love them. And I always would default to men's razors because I feel like they were all about giving you the closest shave possible. But they make a really good shave butter product that I used beyond just working there and would just order to have replenished. It's like, remember like when, I don't know when you first heard this, but I feel like in middle school when everyone started shaving their legs, it was like the thing to do was like shave with conditioner because that's like better for
they
your...
They still do that.
Okay, so this has the consistency of conditioner. So it's like you're shaving with conditioner. It's the Dollar Shave Club Shave Butter. 10 out of 10 A-plus product.
Oh, no, is Dollar Shave Club still...
not expensive.
Kicking?
Oh, it's still kicking.
It's still around?
It's hugely kicking.
Oh.
Yeah. They got acquired by Unilever and they're like off to the fucking races. But that shave butter was like my number one preferred shave product.
I just use a cheap conditioner, and then I use men's Gillette razors just because I'm pretty sure Joey's mom went to Costco one time and came back with like 90. So I went and I got the razor that matched those razors.
Mm-hmm.
And I
nice.
Was just like, just going to siphon off this lifetime supply here. No one's noticing.
Yeah, I got so many razors from that specific era. But I just like, I don't know what it is. I just don't replace them often. So I still have razors that I got from like 2016.
Why are razors so expensive?
I don't know. I'm over it.
I don't
laser
like
it off. Laser is so cheap now. Everyone should be doing it.
I lasered like 10 years ago. So my hair's like kind of there and kind of not.
It's time to go in.
It's time to go all in.
The lasers are way more, they're stronger now. They're cheaper now. They're so efficient. I'm telling you, I have not had to shave my armpits like outside of just you have to shave before you get the laser. But like, to not have to like shave your armpits or shave your bikini area or to shave your legs is like to not feel like stubble and be like beholden to like the whole song and dance of having to shave one's legs. I'm obsessed with it.
What are your thoughts on the at-home laser devices? Is it a buy or cry?
You know me, I can't like do it to myself. if there was an at-home tube that you could go in and lay there while it just lasers everything off, that would be something I could get interested in. But I also just like, there's something, I like my laser lady, Christine. Shout out to Christine at CRMC Aesthetics. She's a great laser technician and she blasts me. And I'm even thinking about just like lasering my arms because I'm so obsessed with laser. I might as well.
Maybe we just should add, just consider adding a laser, some laser technology to our home spa collective that we're opening.
Yeah. We need a laser, like laser hair removal machine, and I need a red light therapy bed.
It's a bit of a spa moment. I think about Gwyneth saying that every day. Okay, so let's connect with the expert a la TikTok. And so she says detox shampoo, regular shampoo, hair mask, body bar. Her face is in front of her list, so I can't see these next three, but it has something to do with shaving and face washing. So
okay,
we're in line with the experts.
Yeah. Shave is essential. You let all the conditioning treatments or masks soak in, and then you do a huge rinse of all the shave off, all the hair stuff out. Make sure the hair is squeaky clean. Get behind the ears or like in the nape of the neck where sometimes you miss.
Crucial.
And then it's time for the body soap portion of the program.
Okay, so interesting because
in my everything shower.
Yeah, so I'm leaving still hair on and then soaping. What I guess I should try switching this
I think
up.
Yeah, you're cleaning yourself but then dirtying yourself once more.
Apparently. So what's your body wash number one fave?
I'll do like just a good smelling bar of soap.
Okay.
Yeah.
A bar soap girly?
I'm a bar soap girly. If it's like one less empty plastic product that I can remove from the equation and get like the scent, like a good scent going. Tom's of Maine makes really good bar soaps. But then also like if I find myself in Italy, they have really good like Italian bar soaps. Or if I'm traveling and I'm in like a cute little bougie beauty store, I'll see if they have any bar soaps that speak to me. It's like my little aromatic journey.
That's nice. I was Dr. Bronner's for a decade. The rose one, the lavender one, the peppermint one, sort of just depending on how I felt. And then I know I mentioned it on the show previously, but then the Cremo Palo Santo men's body wash that I found at Target. I got rid of the Dr. Bronner's and I went to a place of men's Palo Santo scent.
I bet that's nice.
It's good. It doesn't smell like Palo Santo. And then they're like, it's a dupe for Le Labo. It's not, but it smells really good. And then I also treated myself to a Flamingo Estates body wash one time that I'll use on special occasions. And then I just have like an unscented, like for sensitive skin thing that I use just to also have, just depending what the situation is calling for, you know?
Nice. Sometimes I'll get like if I really need a body wash, or I come across a body wash that I'm like, I need this, then I'll buy it and have it as just a special occasion body wash.
So the great debate, body wash and then scrub, or scrub then body wash?
Scrub then body wash. But scrub pre-shave.
Of course.
Then shave, then body wash. But sometimes I will not do the bar soap and I'll use Aesop's scrub body wash combo because it suds up and it's a scrub.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't shave and then use that scrub.
Right. Always scrub before.
Yeah. So sometimes they're redemption body scrub. It smells like a pine forest. It's really nice. Sometimes I'll just do that instead of the bar soap.
See, I love how my body scrubs smell so much that I don't want to. I sometimes do that after, just purely based on like the scent I want to lead with.
But does that leave an oil on?
It just feels moisturized. So I use, obviously, the Osea Undaria Cleansing Body Polish or their Salt of the Earth Scrub, which is divine. But then Odacite just sent me this new scrub that they came out with called Sea Smooth Hydro Firm Body Polish that has a completely different consistency from the Osea scrubs. This body polish, it's sort of like the granules dissolve. Which is a nice experience. And the scent feels really sort of like earthy, herb garden-y almost. And it's really a luxe feeling.
Sometimes the scrub, again, it's like tall. It's just too slippery and slick. And then there's too much to manage. And then it's like, oh, the shower is like having oil on it. And I just am over it. So every once in a while, on like a special occasion, I'll introduce like a oil-based scrub to the mix. But usually if I'm gonna scrub, I'll go Aesop, because that's also a sudsy scrub I need to leave the shower feeling totally squeaky clean. I can't leave the shower with like any sort of oil on me.
Do you feel like once Aesop was acquired, I forget who bought them, but that their quality went down, or are you feeling confident in the brand?
I'm feeling okay with the products that I use from there, which is mostly just the hand wash and that body scrub.
So after I wash, I rinse the hair, which is controversial. But the biggest thing is I take 120 seconds to rinse my hair.
Wow. Okay.
Again, I'm counting.
Interesting. I have like a handheld shower head. So, and I just go by like, am I feeling clean and like everything is washed out? It probably takes 120 seconds or more. And I would actually venture it probably does take longer than that. But I like the thoroughness of that.
Yeah. And then the shower's done for me.
I have a whole other phase.
What?
Then I enter the final phase of the shower, which is a salicylic acid back wash.
Oh.
From Epionce. It's their purifying wash. I put it on my back and on my butt, and I'll let it sit. And then I'll take a pumice stone, like a terracotta textured stone, and I'll scrub my feet all around, get any sort of dry skin off the feet, off the sides, any sort of callus remover, and I'll do that while I let the wash sit. Rinse the feet, and then I do a face exfoliation. So I've washed the face at the start of the shower, so it's been clean. Pores have been opening. Then I take this little like Olay thing that just has like a rotating head, and I will put either Kiehl's Rare Earth Deep Pore Daily Cleanser, or I'll do like a Skin Medica AHA BHA exfoliating cleanser.
Oh, damn.
And I'll do a full minute or so of a full face exfoliation, then one final rinse the face, rinse the back, then we're done with the shower.
Wow. I'm blown away.
Then we're squeaky clean.
Squeakiest.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about post?
Post shower, I'm doing Osea Undaria body oil from the neck down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, my Osea top pick is the anti-aging body balm, which is like a coconut, thinner coconut oil consistency. So it's like an oil meets a cream almost. Have you used it?
I've used it, but I like a pump and I like a body oil.
It's a pump.
Oh, I don't know if I've tried the pump. I've tried the one that was like a pot. Okay.
It's so good. But then my second favorites are...
I think I might have tried that. I like that too.
Also the Andaria Algae Body Oil and the Body Butter. I also really love the Goop Jeans Body Butter.
Yeah, that's nice. I don't like having to unscrew a tub of something and then like scoop.
Yeah.
In order to moisturize myself, like I have an aversion to that. So I really need a pump. But the most luxurious thing feeling to me is like fresh out of the shower, put oil on.
With when the body's still like damp.
A teeny bit damp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And then I'll do a magnesium spray.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the back of my neck to sort of relax my joints. So I like the aloe one the best currently. Nice.
I do it on my armpits and chest.
P.S. I know you've been doing advertisements for Lumi.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using that as my deodorant and I really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't used it. I don't think even I say that I use it in the ad, but love and light to them.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it. I'm just, there's something that feels wrong to me.
I mean,
about,
I'm not putting it in my ass crack, but like great that it's there for that.
I love for whoever needs it that they have the option of putting it on their taint, their feet, and their pits. But there's something about that combo that for me, I'm like, I'll take your money and I'll tell people about your product, but it is sitting in the backseat of my car still in the box that they sent to me.
It's good. I'll take it. That they're like $18 a piece.
I just do my magnesium spray and then sometimes I put on like a natural stick deodorant. Like and with the magnesium spray, my need for like a deodorant has gone down. I don't know what the vibe will be in the summer if we'll go back to like a chicken noodle soup armpit smell, but
we'll see.
I'll cross that bridge when I come to it and maybe Lumi will be having the last laugh. But right now you can't tell me you can put this on your vagina and your feet and your armpits. I'm sorry. I think that's sick.
I'm afraid of like irritating any of those parts. Like they're good. I don't want to mess with the biome of it, but for a deodorant it's wonderful. And then I also use native for sensitive skin. I cannot use natural deodorants. Most natural deodorants cause irritation in a crazy way. So I haven't really been able to pinpoint what the ingredient is,
which one is the culprit.
Yeah, but
is it, I wonder if it's baking soda.
It might be.
Because Lumi does not have baking soda.
That's right.
That's a sell point.
Talking point. But the sensitive skin Schmitz and the sensitive skin native both work really well for me. Something to think about.
I do the Ursa Major deodorant. And that's been good. And then, you know, if I'm feeling stinky, I'll take a shower.
Right. Well, hence the impetus for this conversation.
Yeah.
And then I do sort of like a scent journey moment. I'm really scent sensitive and other people's perfumes, it can tend to like assault my senses in a way that I don't like. Like there's been many times where people have like too many essential oils or something is going on. And I'm like, I am judging you. I am not going to be able to continue a conversation or connect any further. So I try not to be that person. So I'll do like, I'm a big fan of the spray and walk in. So I do a spray and walk in of the Nuco Mind Energy fragrance. This is like my current because it switches seasonally and all that. And then a spray. And then once I'm dressed, a spray and walk in of Byredo de los Santos, which is my current daily scent. And then the Om Organics, which is the coconut face balm cleanser that I use, they have, which is like this yummy coconut scent. They have it in like a roll-on. So I got that and I put it like behind. I heard somebody, they called it something funny. It's like a...
the nape of your neck?
Yeah, like the leave you with it scent. Mm, so like when you're walking away or if someone's hugging you, that's what they get. So I'm big into like a leave you with it scent.
Okay.
So I've been using a roll-on for that.
I love that. Yeah, after I've dried my hair, I haven't worn like a personal scent in a while, but I went on this podcast, Nose Candy, and they turned me on to this perfume called Coven by Andrea Mack, and that's become now my go-to scent. But I like to be totally dry and then put the perfume on.
Okay. There's a my secret website that I use to try new scents because, well, first of all, most of the scents I want are really expensive and I'm a gal on a budget. And secondly, usually if I get a big bottle of something, I'll be into it for like a month and then I'll be like, oh, that reminds me of something and I can't use it anymore. Mm-hmm. So there's this website called The Perfumed Court. Have you ever been on that?
Mm-mm.
And they have a library of like any scent you can think of. I have yet to find one or to not find one on their site. And they decant the scents for you. So you can get little vials ranging from all different sizes for whatever scent you want.
That's nice.
So you can try something, like you can get a little sample, or if it's something you really love, you can get like a bigger sample. So it's like a $50 sample, but that will last you a few months. It's just sort of the best
hack. I wish
hack.
Perfumes would make mini versions. I wish like all perfumes made minis that you could just buy for like half the price or something. I need minis to like come back. Trash Island be damned. I demand a mini.
You have to go to this site. You'll love it.
But can you find like the niche scents like that would be like at Scent Bar?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check it out.
You should check it out. It's called The Perfumed Court. It's kind of like Web 1.0 a little bit, but don't let that deter you.
Okay. I like a dark web vibe.
Same.
Does that conclude the everything shower journey?
Well, the expert says post-shower, it's body oil, body cream, check. Foot balm and socks. Skin care. And tweeze brows and hair care.
Okay, foot balm, no. Socks, yes. I mean, then it's just like I'm back in my regular mix of doing whatever it is I would need to do based on what my hair journey is going to be that day.
Are you an air dry hair person or are you a blowout girl?
I'm pretty much a blowout girl, but then sometimes if I feel like I'm short on time or I just like don't want to mess with anything, like even today, like I'll wash and condition my hair, then I'll do like a detangling, moisturizing treatment post shower and then a bunch of hair oil. And then I'll just do a wet, like
slick
middle part slick. It can be, it's like as slick as it gets because the hair is wet.
What product do you use for that?
I use this product, Rose. It's like ROZ, makes like a hair milk, like a rose scented hair milk and a rose hair oil. And okay. It's like Mara Rosnett or something. She owns Mare Salon.
Okay.
She has her own line of products now that are really good.
If I'm really on my game, I'll do a blowout myself for the whole week. And then, because I try to avoid too much heat styling, so the blowout will last 2 days. And then I'll come in with a heat styler day three. And then that will usually sustain for two more days. And so it's hair dryer and one day of heat styling, ideally. Nice. But at the end of last year, I ended up at the Jennifer Hudson Show in the audience for their holiday giveaway episode. Very random. But they gave, it was honestly, it was a nice place to be. And they gave away the Shark Flex style blow dryer contraption thing that's Shark's answer to the Dyson styler and like half the price.
Like the air wrap?
Yeah, it has all these different attachments. So it has a blowout attachment to it. And it's great. I was very impressed with it and really like it was the best thing from,
that's exciting,
from the bunch.
Yeah,
it was great. Yeah. So it's the blowout really is the main thing, and a good heat protectant spray. I've been using the Tresemme one and it works for me.
OK, good to know. I have a Living Proof one that I use. I always forget to put it on, though.
Yeah, it's kind of an afterthought.
Yeah. I'm just so sweaty now. Like by the time I'm showering, it's like usually after a workout class. So I've been sweating, and sometimes I might just like rinse my hair and put conditioner and then, but like I feel better if I just do a wash and condition and blowout.
Yeah. I feel the blowout for me like really seals the everything shower in a way that nothing else can. Like, I feel like, and fin, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the hair dry, glossy, ready for the week. And it's like a big finale.
Yeah.
Important finale. The everything shower. Did we cover it all?
I think we covered all of it. Yeah. I'm feeling like pretty comprehensive about it. And also writing down all these steps made me realize that there's too many steps and I might need to pare things down. And I was just like lamenting the fact that why do we have like all these steps? Why is life so hard? Men just get to have like a 5-in-1 wash.
So true.
So, but someone needs to make like a really good 5-in-1 wash for women. Like actually, like it needs to cost like $100. For me to trust it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a Dr. Bronner's is meant to be that.
That feels like a lesson in a super dry face. And
yeah,
dry
you're
going to
be stripped for sure. But the intention is a multi-purpose.
I feel like an $80 price point for a really good 3-in-1, a Gwyneth approved gorgeous 3-in-1 that's getting the face, body, hair. I'm open to that.
Okay. I like that. We have a two-niche effect that feels really apropos. Ryan Murphy came out with his Architectural Digest open door tour. And this is like unlike any other open door tour that we've had, in which highly cinematic and then it's narrated by Demi Moore, Sarah Paulson, Angela Bassett, Kim K, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash, Chloe Sevigny, and Diane Lane. And they like basically each have a room. It's almost like you're in a museum and they give you those little recordings to listen to as you're walking through. That's what this video feels like.
Are they on camera?
No.
Oh, they're just narrating.
And I'm going to link it below.
Okay.
It just was like, it really took the format and turned it on its head.
And as Ryan is wont to do.
Exactly. So it felt very two-niche effect-y in a way. I also need to say that something really amazing happened and that Lisa Barlow slid into the two-niche DMs. So as one does, I felt the need to post Lisa's Wendy's advertisement because I felt like she'd been planting that seed of brand alignment since her first 10 minutes on camera with season 1. So then to see the full circle of then a Wendy's partnership, I was like, that's our girl. This is just what we love to see. And so then she DM'd 2 red hearts, best day ever.
I love. I pray that it's actually her, not like a social media assistant. But if it is a social media assistant, they're like nailing her vibe.
I'll keep the illusion alive. And just like, either way, to me, it's her. I just wanted to respond cans with a yellow cans. Heart so badly. That felt a little inside. But anyway, just like hugely validating and just like a big moment.
An epic moment.
Epic moment. And with that, it's lights on this hall.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to At Wintour Is Coming.
Yeah, thanks for the suggestion. And until next time.
Stay niche. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at @this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.